Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now and forever. Okay. We're so glad that everyone could make it today out on this frosty morning. And I want to welcome everyone once again. We have first timers here, correct? Well, I just want to explain just a little bit about the ministry. On October 7th, 1981, 200 women gathered in Metairie, Louisiana for the first Magnificat breakfast. Okay. They thought it would be a one-time gathering. Today, all these years later, it's an international ministry on four continents and nearly 100 chapters throughout the world. We have a constitution, which is approved. Each chapter has a constitution that has to be approved by the local bishop. All of Magnificat has the same constitution. Our local bishop approved us in November of 2011. We had our first breakfast in June of 2012. We've been at this since June of 2012. Praise the Lord. The purpose of Magnificat, it exists to evangelize and to encourage women to be more open to the Holy Spirit and to help them grow in holiness, being open to the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And every one of us here up at this head table, and so many of you out there, have had a change in our lives by coming to know the power of the Holy Spirit. How many have had a change? It's amazing. You know, back in 1965, at the close of the Second Vatican Council, they had a message to women. And I've been, I'm a convert to Catholicism, and I've never heard this, but in 1965, they said that at this moment in the human race, this is what they were telling women, when the human race is undergoing so deep a transformation, women impregnated with the spirit of the gospel can do much to aid mankind in not falling. They also said, women, you who know how to make the truth sweet and tender and accessible, make it your task to bring the spirit of this council into institutions, homes, schools, your daily life. Women of the entire universe, whether Christian or non-believing, you to whom life is entrusted at this grave moment in history, it is for you to save the peace of the world. That's a tall task, if you ask me. And we do need the power of the Holy Spirit to help us. You know, we change the world not in the boardrooms, not in government. You know, we women of Magnificat do it the way Our Lady did, on our knees, through prayer. This is a ministry of prayer. That's the biggest power we have, women coming together, praying to the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit through the intercession of Our Lady. And that's what we're about, to help women come to know that we're not victims. We're victors in Christ.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And that's why we're together. You know, we try to imitate Our Lady. You know, it's our banner. We chose, of all the different verses we could put, was do whatever he tells you. This is what Our Lady said to the men at the wedding at Cana. Do whatever he tells you. And her humility. And so, and her obedience. You know, Christ resisted, but no, he listened to his mother, didn't he? So we love to go through Our Lady to reach the heart of Christ. And he answers every time. That's why we're here. That's why we do these breakfasts, to bring forth beautiful women who have wonderful stories of how the Holy Spirit and the Blessed Mother and Jesus Christ have changed their life for the better. And, it says in Revelation, they will be saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The word of a testimony is powerful. That's why we love to bring these women forward, so we can all be transformed and inspired to want to try to grow in holiness, to want to try to improve our prayer life, to want to try to come closer to Jesus. Because, a little pebble makes a ripple all the way across the pond, doesn't it? And so, we can never underestimate the power of the Spirit in our lives, and that's why we do these breakfasts. Now, you know, we come together here, but what we do and everything we do, the price we pay, we cost for this breakfast, really does not cover all of our expenses, and that's why we have to always ask for donations. And, you know, we don't like to, but you know what? We believe in the ministry, and so we ask you for your money. We ask you for your time. We always need people who can help. On your little blue sheets, you'll see there's ways that you can check off ways that you can help. And we do look at that, and we try to contact you, especially hostesses and registration people, because people can't come to every breakfast. So you take the time, and if you can't help one way, you can always pray. You can always pray. You know, we can pray for our families, for our parishes, for our workplace, for our county, for our state, for our nation, for the world. We can go global with our prayers. And so there's always a way that we can participate and come together as women of faith, and it's an army. It's an army of women that come together in prayer, and we can never underestimate the power of our prayers. Don't ever underestimate the power of your prayers. So praise God. We'd like you to just take a moment, ask the Lord how he wants you to support this ministry if you want it to continue. Just take a time, pray, and do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you. We'll give you a moment to just thank the Lord, ask him. Your hostesses have a little donation basket there for you. If you want to write a check, you can make it payable to Magnificat, Morgantown Magnificat, if you want to check something on the questionnaire sheet as to how you want to help and how you want to pray. Please do that as well.